Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Dude, I got a package in the mail from, like, Amazon via UPS. It was a big case full of something. Guess what it was?
What was it?
Was it a poop bomb? An Amazon poop bomb?
No.
Was this Amazon package on your neighbor's porch, and you decided to go over there and I don't know, help yourself, and then you got into your vehicle and poof?
No, it was on my own personal front porch. Not the neighbors. It was a case of the Mondays.
Oh, shut up.
Classic case of the Mondays.
By the way, thank your delivery people, me being one of them.
Oh, that's right. You're a subcontractor.
Correct. Yeah. What we have been dealing with this past year has been crazy. And not just USPS, FedEx, UPS, and of course your food delivery folks, you know, like Aria,
yeah,
and her people. We got hit hard.
Yeah.
We didn't stop working.
No, essential workers.
Our essential warriors.
Yeah.
Warriors on the front line. Our work actually doubled in most instances.
Yeah.
And it hasn't stopped because, well, I suspect this is the new normal.
And I've been told that things like, you know, any sort of pizza, right, fast food for that matter, all of this kind of a thing, I've been told that their business has been doing so well.
they're putting other restaurants who don't have delivery systems out of business.
Right. And then there's the other side of that, too, which is there are many restaurants who used to have dine-in capability, or still do have dine-in capability, but they just sort of closed their doors and went to, like, delivery or takeout only.
Or a tent.
Right. Or they put a tent up outside with a couple of tables.
Because for some reason, being in close proximity to your neighbor in this building is off limits.
Creating a new inside-outside
facility
makes it okay for you to dine in without I don't understand the whole thing. But there's this whole other bit about, like, there's a chain restaurant here in Keene, New Hampshire, a town of, you know, less than 30,000 people,
23,000,
whatever it is. They closed. Like, they reopened for dine-in post-COVID, and they couldn't stay open because they can't hire enough people.
That's not just the Keene thing.
No, I know, but I'm just saying that if it's affecting the tiny Mayberry-ish Keene, New Hampshire here, you know, that how must it be affecting the big cities and, like, the other major metropolitan areas with being able to or not hire? There's a fast food joint in Fast Food Row, mm-hmm, that just on both sides of their sign, all it says, now hiring.
Hey, yes. The businesses in this town are inundated with for hire signs. They're plastered everywhere. But you know what, man? Why the hell would I go work for $500 a week?
And that's the thing. And people are getting paid more on unemployment than minimum wage.
Yeah,
so why would you work?
In some instances, especially if you're a family with kids and stuff. But if you're just a single person, but maybe $400 a week. Well, I mean, you're only losing $100, especially if you're couch surfing and it's like, are you living in mom's basement? It's like, why the hell would you go and work? There is no incentive to do so, especially when you have all these with these millennials and the Zoomers who are of a certain mindset.
So hold that thought.
By the way, who are we?
Hold that thought, because I'm forgetting my first chair hosting, what do you call it?
Getting carried away here.
There's an
these are your
etiquette.
These are your duties.
Yes, duty, yes.
Duty. I found out the Beavis and Butthead is rehappening. It's been, Mike Judd has been making.
Beavis, Butt Munch?
He's been making updated Beavis and
Butthead. Or like radio hosts or something. forgive me for my lack of manners. For those of you listening, This is Free Talk Live, in case you're wondering. If, like, the normal radio program is always Free Talk Live on a Monday, you're like, wait, is this Free Talk Live? I don't understand what's going on. Yes, it is Free Talk Live. The telephone number in the studio, if you'd like to join the conversation, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it is myself. I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
I'm Khaleesi.
Mother of Dragons. Do you prefer Mother of Dragons or Queen of the Dothraki?
I kind of switch it up.
You switch it up to keep them on their toes.
The freer of slaves.
Yes, until she flipped and it was the killer of slaves and everyone else in the world. My name is Conan, by the way.
Oh, I was going to say, are you no longer Conan? Like, when did you change?
Mother of Dragons?
Yeah, yeah, I'm like, I don't know if I can call you that.
That's a lot, too. I don't have that much.
Is Khaleesi, is that Klingon? Is it like K'A'H'L'E'E'S'E'E or something like that? Khaleesi.
No apostrophes.
Kapla.
But you have to put the emphasis, though.
Okay.
Khaleesi.
Khaleesi. All right.
Great show.
I'm kind of afraid you're getting
great show right up to season four, and that's where I lost it. By the way, that's basically where they started losing, running out of content.
I binged watched the entire thing in like 3 weeks.
Ugh.
Just
wait. All eight was it eight or nine seasons?
I think it was eight. Eight seasons. I just powered through it.
Wow, that's rough.
Dedication.
That's definitely
rough. Is it weird that I don't know what either of you are talking
about?
You
don't know anything that's fun. You don't play games?
It's good.
All you know is music.
I have never watched one episode of Game of Thrones. I've seen screenshots of Game of Thrones only to show me the nakedness that occurs in the series. Because, like, a friend of mine is like, dude, you got to watch Game of Thrones. Here, let me show you why you need to.
Yeah, there are some pretty awesome sex scenes.
And, like, okay, but, like, I just figure, like, I thought that when I had the COVID that, okay, maybe I'll start watching Game of Thrones now, because I had a lot of downtime where I was just sleeping and staying at home.
Now's the chance.
And stuff, I caught up on everything else instead, and, like, it didn't last long enough for me to get around to, like, well, I'm out of stuff. I guess I'll watch Game of Thrones now.
Don't do it. Don't listen to her. You will be so disappointed by season eight that you will hate everything about that show.
So if I haven't started, don't?
Don't. Don't.
No, you should. I'm saying you should.
You should.
Now, but the ending is pretty disappointing.
But season eight sucks. I mean, that's kind of
like,
it's
really dark.
There's a lot of actual lighting.
Yeah. It's really, really dark, so you've got to turn the brightness up on your TV for that last entire season. It was weird. Yeah,
if George R. R. Martin ever finished the series, the books, I would most definitely recommend reading the series. However, he's in a bad way. He's going to die before that book gets done. And I suspect the TV series was ruined so badly that he doesn't even know where to go now. How to fix it? Because he can't write the same thing, you know. At where he left off, people were dead and people were alive who are not in the TV series. So it's like, where do you go with that?
Yeah.
Some other group of artists came in and just crapped all over your piece of art, your work. And so I don't think it's ever going to get finished. But if it does get finished, wait till you have COVID next. And read the books.
One of the next 4,000 iterations of COVID that supposedly exists.
One of the variants. One of the mutations.
One of the things that really annoys me big time about the whole COVID thing is that everybody talks about, like, you haven't gotten it, right? Or you've been vaccinated. There were some people that I was at a restaurant having some dinner just a little while ago, and a couple came in and they sat down, like, oh, hey, I haven't seen you guys in a while, because they're familiar locals to whomever. I'm not familiar with locals yet here in this area, but, like, it seemed like they were very familiar with each other. And then I haven't seen you guys in a while. They're like, yeah, just got our Pfizer shots.
Oh,
yeah. And so now we're trying to get out a little more.
Oh,
and I'm
God.
Like, okay. So here's what and I don't mean nobody, the former co-host known as Rich Paul. I mean, no one seems to ever talk about in the press or the media. I've had COVID and I got over it.
Yeah, me too. I'm pretty sure.
Now.
And now you have the antibodies, supposedly, so you don't need...
I don't need a vaccination.
The vaccine. In fact, if anything, that it might not be the way to go, considering some of the reports.
How do I get, or why should I even consider a vax card for any of this crap that they're supposedly demanding your papers for?
Get an antibody test and wear that placard around your neck.
603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is on the way, including an update on...
Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, author of 2 number one national best-selling books. My first, Gold is a Better Way, was published when gold was $1,200. My second, The Great Devaluation, published when gold was $1,500. Today, gold's $1,750. I'm marking that price with my most important information I've ever published. The leverage ratio of the Federal Reserve. This report on the Fed's balance sheet aims to prove why the Fed actually wants and needs a higher gold price. Subscribers pay thousands for my information. I want to give it to you for free. Just have an IRA or 401k. I'll release my special leverage report to you right now. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000 for your free leverage ratio report. I believe gold's headed much higher. Get my report and find out why. Call 800-900-8000 now.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yes, come on and listen to this particular radio program. Yeah.
What program is that?
You should know the name of the program by now, but if you don't, I will tell you. After this guy gets done laughing at me in the music, he goes, ha ha. It's like, I actually kind of don't like that. I don't like that he goes, ha ha, before it fades out, because it's like, they're all going to laugh at you.
It's very rappy.
It's sort of rap rock. Those guys are trying to be... Let me rephrase it. Those guys are heavily influenced by Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah, that's the vibe I was getting.
Yeah.
Do they still rage against the machine?
Well, I don't think so.
They kind of rage for the machine.
I know, right?
At this
like.
Point. Or so it seems. This is Free Talk Live. We are a live radio call-in talk program where you can call in and talk about anything that you would like to. If you want to do that, dial this number, 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Khaleesi.
And it's Conan.
And Khaleesi, you're a first-time co-host.
I am. My first time here.
So glad to
have you.
Thank
you for having me.
No, we appreciate you being here. We know that you are of... the voluntarist, libertarian, anarchist type, freedom-minded person.
Yep.
And have been for quite some time, as I understand.
Yep.
Is that right?
As long as I can remember.
As long as you can remember. Really?
Yeah, I remember being a little kid, actually, and just being like, I don't know, these government people just don't seem right. I just always knew there was something not right about the state and about people trying to rule over other people. And, you know, taking control of them. I just always was unsettling to me. I never really...
My heart warms.
I always knew that, you know, because when you're a little kid, they try to feed you the BS that cops are good. And I just was like, no, I'm getting bad vibes from them. I don't buy it. And then...
Teachers are heroes. Law enforcement are heroes.
Military are heroes. No, I never bought into that. No.
This may not be similar, but when I was... I don't know, 5, 6 years old, 7, somewhere in that range. My grandparents, on my natural father's side of the family, one was a Republican and one was a Democrat. And they were married, so that's weird. But, like, it would be election season, you know, presidential election season. And they would, I don't want to say argue or get into a fight, but they would debate.
Yeah.
You know, like in front of everybody in the living room. And I'm just kidding. I'm like,
make
playing,
it nice and uncomfortable.
I'm playing with my Tonka toys or whatever. Meanwhile, Grandma and Grandpa are like, no this and no that, no blah, 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 blah. And they'd be arguing literally about who, whatever suit and tie guy was on the television.
Yeah.
Right? Whether it was their candidate or the guy who was currently president running, rerunning or whatever it was. And all I remember thinking to myself is, I don't like any of these guys in the suits and ties because they smell. And, like, you can't smell through television.
You just do it, though. You can tell.
I could smell the used car salesman on them.
Yeah.
You know, and no offense to used car salesmen. I think used car salesmen are useful and appropriate for their
position.
You
can smell the douche and the dirt, the turd sandwich.
Yes.
All over them.
Yes.
Yeah, you had both grand folks in the same house at a time?
Yeah.
That's very curious. I'm not sure.
You know,
that
you go for your 2 weeks in the summer to visit grandma.
Oh, wait. Going back. This was like a visit, like a family reunion kind of thing, or they actually, you had both grandparents in the same neighborhood?
They lived in the same house together.
What?
Because they were married and stuff.
Like Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory?
And then, like, me and my sister would go and visit them for like a week or 2 weeks in the summer, every summer. And then that's when I experienced this thing that I described.
Yeah, yeah, that's pretty rough. That's probably why a lot of people, your experience is like why a lot of people don't even like politics. It's like, that's why you can't talk politics at the dinner table and or religion.
Like, I can't talk, like sometimes some of the hosts in, you know, maybe you guys are included, I don't know. some of the hosts are far more knowledgeable about the intricacies of how the politicians work together and how the laws dictate that, oh, if you do this, then you can't do that. And, oh, because you did this, it means that these three things are no longer applicable, but you can, however, do that. It's like a game of, like, Magic the Gathering or Dungeons and Dragons. Where,
as long as you know the rules.
You know, yeah, which I don't know because I didn't pay any attention to these douchebags forever. I just ignored them. I was like, no, you guys are not important to my... I'm going to go over here. I'm going to live my life. And, like, if you guys pass laws and stuff, I guess whatever, man. I'm just going to go and try and be the best me that I can be. And so I don't really... I'm not educated in the intricacies of how the political system works because I recognized early on that I wanted nothing to do with these D-backs. Nothing to do.
Agreed.
All right, let me get to this thing because we've been a segment and a half now, and we haven't even talked about our lead thing. Ian Freeman, the founder of Free Talk Live, right? Mark Edge, of course, the co-founder, has been on repeatedly and hosting remotely, et cetera, and so on. But Ian Freeman, who is still being held hostage...
For more than a month
by the terrorists calling themselves government agents, had a bail appeal hearing today in front of a judge who I got the impression might even be the judge, like if the case like gets to trial. Ooh, and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I have no clue.
I got the impression that may be the case. Callers, correct me if I'm wrong at 603-283-6160 if you attended this online meeting. There were somewhere between 60 and 100 additional people attending this Zoom meeting because, you know, due to COVID, we can't have actual in-person hearings. So it's a kangaroo court no matter how you look at it. But there was a bunch of people attending this thing. So much so that it was like a bad conference call at like your work. Yeah. Like, okay, can everybody please mute now? Somebody needs to mute. We hear some background noise from somebody. We're not sure who, but if you could just go ahead and make sure that you're muted. This is a court hearing, by the way. You know, just, it was insane. But there is hope. There is hope. And I say that because the judge who presided over this appeal hearing said, if I am going to write an order for bail, I need the following things. And the following things were, in addition to, like, the normal things, I need a list of people that he can't contact. I need him to establish one bank account for, like, his household expenses, et cetera, and so on. So, and all of his other accounts frozen. You know, this, that, and the other thing. You know, he would consider something. He said, generally speaking, from this type of a level of federal case, they don't usually require an ankle monitor. But he did require monitoring, so he'd have to have a PO, some sort of monitoring, to make sure that he isn't engaging in any sort of Bitcoin transaction activity. Right. It did sound like he could go back to hosting the show.
Now, did
that wasn't brought up.
That wasn't brought up at all.
It seems like it progressed, you know. It seems like we're going to get somewhere with that, so that's good.
Yeah. Now did the defense have to make an argument at first to say, hey, Judge, this is, you know, what's going on here? Can we have...
In fact, the defense led because the defense is the one who called for this particular hearing. Right. Because the previous hearing was bail denied.
Flight
risk.
And this was, right, and this was the appeal. And they did address flight risk, and we can talk about that coming up here on Free Talk Live. If you participated in or saw the Freeman bail hearing today, or you're just curious about what happened, give us a call. 603-283-6160.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A criminal gang believed to be based in Eastern Europe is responsible for the hack that led to the shutdown of the main pipeline supplying gasoline and diesel fuel to the eastern United States. That's according to the FBI. The organization known as DarkSide is a relatively new hacking group that Western security researchers say is likely based in Eastern Europe, possibly in Russia. Deputy National Security Advisor Elizabeth Randall telling reporters the company is assessing when it's safe to bring the pipeline back online. As far as if they should pay the hackers ransom, she says,
Colonial is a private company and will defer information regarding their decision on paying a ransom to them.
The Food and Drug Administration says Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine can be given to kids 12 to 15 years old, making it the first shot available for Americans younger than 16. USA Radio News. President Biden says the economic recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic is on track. Many employers are saying they're having a hard time finding workers because unemployment benefits pay more than working, to which President Biden says,
I know there's been a lot of discussion since Friday's report, that people are being paid to stay home rather than go to work. Well, we don't see much evidence of that.
A county in Utah is not happy with one of its senators.
Weber County, Utah, GOP voted to censure Senator Mitt Romney, the Republican from Utah, Saturday during its convention. The senator's vote to impeach former President Trump earlier this year was the reason given by the voting body, saying the impeachment had denied the president due process, allowed falsified evidence, and did not provide adequate time for an investigation. The resolution to censure Romney was passed 116-97. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Place to listen and even participate in Free Talk Live. What is Free Talk Live, you may ask, and ask you may?
Hey.
It is a live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever you want.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Huh, weird.
Yeah, huh. I like this show. I like the sound of this show.
I love this show, actually. Like, the reason I like this show so much is because it's unique in the market. It's unique amongst radio. It's unique amongst media. It's unique amongst podcasts where you can call in, literally, and talk about anything. Our phones are open 7 days a week. We're here Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. Eastern. If you're in a different time zone, do the math, okay? I'm not going to do it for you. Pick up your magic rectangle out of your pocket and do the math, okay? In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Khaleesi.
And it's Conan.
We haven't talked about any of the show prep, and we've got some calls on hold, so we'll hold off on that. But we have been talking about the update on Ian Freeman. Ian Freeman had a bail appeal hearing today at about 2 o'clock Eastern. I sat in on it. It lasted for an hour and a half or so, maybe an hour and 45. It was scheduled for an hour, just like the last one. And this was an appeal because he had been denied bail once already as a, quote, sophisticated cyber criminal, unquote.
As well as nobody, also host of Free Talk Live.
Well, he hasn't been denied bail. He hasn't yet had a bail hearing.
What?
Yeah, it turns out that...
They just kept him, or he wanted to...
In my opinion, and I'm saying opinion because I'm not an attorney, I don't know exactly what happened. I haven't talked to his legal defense team. He had a public defender whom was relieved of his duties at some point, and he has gained another attorney since then. So the rumor is, and I hate to spread rumors, but the rumor is that he got bad advice from his first attorney, his public defender. And his public defender didn't even seek a bail hearing. Like, his public defender was like, you wait until the bail hearing comes to you, which is not...
not really how that works.
Not how it works, really. And so, yeah, so that's been changed. And so forthcoming will be a bail hearing for nobody. But as far as the Crypto Six is concerned, four of them are out on some sort of bail or bail conditions and that kind of thing. But Ian Freeman and nobody, formerly known as Rich Paul, remain hostage to these terrorists calling them the government. So Ian had his bail appeal hearing today, and I thought his lawyer kicked ass.
I did, too. He did really good.
He did an adequate job the previous time, but I think with the bail hearing, he was able to set some things straight, say some things, present some things that even the judge recognized were not presented previously. So new information was presented to the judge. And it turned out that the judge said something. I'm paraphrasing. Correct me if I'm wrong because you watched it, too. I'm paraphrasing. The judge said something along the lines of, I'm willing to consider bail conditions. I need counsel, meaning the defense and the offense, the prosecution, to get together and come up with what these terms are. He laid out some very specific things that he wanted. He wanted monitoring, so some sort of parole officer or probation officer.
Like they're monitoring all of us.
Right. He wanted
extra monitoring.
Yes.
Yeah, he wanted specifically a bank account set aside for, like, household expenses. He realized that Ian manages this property that we are in currently. It's part of the church, and that there's some rentals, and there's bills that need to be paid and that kind of thing. So he wants an account set aside specifically for expenses for that, but he wants every other account of his frozen. What else? He wanted some monitoring. Oh, of course, some sort of monetary, bail to be paid. That was a significant amount in iteration to the case, right? Mm-hmm. So there's some sort of a formula, apparently, that we weren't really privy to that was introduced because the prosecution was saying that Ian faced, I don't remember how many years, up to life. And his lawyer corrected them, and they said, well, okay, look, yes, the statute says that under, this particular set of claims that the prosecution can prosecute up to life, but it doesn't apply to Ian Freeman because of this calculation. I think it has to do with the financial calculation of how much, money has been exchanged or value of USD that they're looking at. And so Ian's attorney, kicked some ass and just said, look, he's not going to get life. And the judge was like, well, but this thing applies. He's like, yes, it applies, but according to blah, blah, blah calculation, it doesn't rank high enough for him to even get life. It's not going to happen, despite what the prosecution says. And the judge went, oh, okay, I get it now. Thanks for explaining that to me. So in that respect, Ian's attorney, at least, at the very least, today, got the whole possibility of life removed from consideration.
That's good.
In the entire trial, near as I can tell. So I'm pretty happy about that.
Yeah, I feel good about it. It seemed like it went well.
We can talk more about Ian's hearing, but let's go to Clamoring, who's calling from somewhere in New Hampshire. Clamoring, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey there, guys. So, want to talk about random. So, my random topic for Free Talk Live tonight is about corpse laws.
Corpse, C-O-R-P-S-E?
Like a dead person.
So, that's not a band?
No.
Ooh, now, so, I'm just telling you, that as of the airing of this program right now, there's going to be like 10 bands calling themselves, "We are Corpse Laws. Thanks for coming out." Anyway, go ahead.
So I have a friend who is not long for this world because they have cancer and they are not expected to make it past a year or two.
Okay.
And I happen to collect oddities like skulls and those types of things. And so I've been looking into the legal aspects of my friend, you know, I've been talking to my friend about taking their skull after they pass.
Okay.
And I was really surprised at how much red tape there was in, like, bequeathing your body parts to.
Do you have to get a license? That's my first thought. My first thought is the government says you have to have a license to have, like, human body parts as, like, you know, some sort of...
You definitely have to fill out a form. I can assure you that's part of it.
Have you already filled out forms?
I have not filled out any forms. Okay. I've just had the conversation with my friend, you know, because consent is sexy. But I've, you know, reached out to my oddities groups, saying, like, what is involved in this?
Yeah, people own lots of body parts. There's body parts in jars. You got the skulls and leftover bones that they've dug up. And it's like, fiery hoops did you have to jump through in order to have all this in your den, you know, above your fire, on your mantle?
I haven't jumped through any hoops. I'm just, like, getting going on, like, the research part.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the people who have these oddities in their possession. What did they have to do in order to...
Yeah, if you have human skulls in your possession, call us and tell us, like, how you did it at 603-283-6160.
Well, and you know, in a lot of these groups that I'm in, like, people do have human medical specimens, et cetera, and they're, you know... they're vintage or whatever. I don't know the right words for it, but apparently it's I posted a request in one of my oddities groups. Like, hey,
Clamoring, can you hang on? Can you hang on?
Yep.
All right,
yep.
Stay with us through the commercials, and we'll bring you back to continue this conversation. Stand by. Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160 is our telephone number. If you'd like to try and join us, we've got more about...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. We are a live radio call-in talk program where you can call in and talk about anything, whatever you like. You can take control of the airwaves. We only have a couple of rules. Don't cuss. That's really it. That's a couple of rules right there. Just one rule. Don't cuss. That's a couple of rules. No, there's another rule, too, and I can't remember what it is off the top of my head. Oh, you only get one call per night. Right? So if you call and, you know, if you're not interesting or you're not, you know, informative or, you know, if you're otherwise boring.
You get the boot.
You get the boot, and then you don't get to call back that same day. You can call back another day. It's fine. You know, but like one a day, that's the other rule. So.
Not something we can say about our current caller who has brought up a very interesting question concerning the keeping of your friend and or family and or anybody's remains to put on your mantle because you want to remember your loved ones. And, hey, If it's consensual, why the hell not?
Yeah, and we'll get to back to the caller in just a moment. First, in the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Khaleesi.
And it's Conan.
And let's do just that. Clamoring, are you still with us?
I am.
Awesome. So how did you arrive at the decision to even, like, ask your friend if you could have, you know, this particular remnant of his body?
Well, he had posted something on Facebook about, he knows that he doesn't, he's not going to be here with us for very much longer. And I don't think that he knew, you know, because we're friends, but we're not super, super close. But I don't think that he understood that I really am a collector of skulls and eyeballs and other things of that nature. And I was like DMing him like, no, like I would be really honored to have your skull in my collection. And human skulls are very, very expensive if you're in the like, oddities communities. I have lots of skulls, but I don't have a human skull, and it would be really amazing to me to have a skull of somebody that I knew.
Okay, cool. Let me stop you right there. I just want to read a few comments from our chatters across internet land. One is, and this is just about the whole show, not necessarily about specifically your topic, but some are related. One is says, I was in the Zoom meeting, can't wait to hear the judgment. There's no reason to keep Ian and nobody in the cage. They both need to be home. Fingers crossed. Is this a private lawyer? Well, she looks delicious, assuming that they're talking about...
talking about me. Of course.
Conan, of course. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, who else would they be talking about here in the studio tonight, especially on camera? Somebody says, I was impressed with Ian's lawyer. Freaky graveyard chick caller. Yeah. I think they're referring to you there, Clamoring. Digging up bones, Rob Zombie, and just go find one of those forgotten graveyards in the Deep South.
Solid advice.
Clamoring, are you a Tim Burton fan?
No. Yeah, definitely.
So, definitely seen Corpse Bride.
Yes.
This isn't going to happen for you. You're going to have to buy one of those very expensive remnants on some site because... I think this has a lot to do with old laws that prevented people from digging up corpses in order to study on them. So we have really, really old laws, and I think that you have a lot of newer laws, probably lobbied by the funeral homes that want to prevent people from basically, I don't know, having their own funeral pier out there in their yard and burning their dead the same way I would like to go. I'm going to have to go to Mexico to get you know, cremated.
And you're totally right about that. And I wanted to read you, like, so in one of my oddities groups, I posted this, message, like, hey, my friend is about to die, and he wants to give me his skull, and, like, I don't do my own cleaning, all right? Like, I buy my skulls pre-cleaned. So, like, how can I do this, and, you know, legally, so I wanted to read you the reply from the moderator of that group,
Go ahead.
Are you still in the group? Or are you still allowed in the group?
Well, actually, hang on a minute, because before you read this thing, I have a question. The old adage is you're supposed to drink from the skull of your enemy, or skulls of your enemy.
But he's not
my
enemy.
Why? Right, this isn't your enemy. So, like, I mean, I don't understand.
You put a candle on top and you put it on your mantle.
I feel like it's honoring him.
You're mothering
him? Honoring.
Oh, honoring. Sorry. Okay.
Yes.
All right. No, that's fair. Go ahead and read your reply.
I would bring his skull to parties, like, in our community, and be like, hey, here's so-and-so.
And have seances?
I like, as odd as it seems, I would be like, that's cool.
That's right. And I think a lot of our friends would be. So, with that, here's what the moderator of this group, who I don't know at all, and I don't even know what state she's in, but she says, so I submitted the question to the group, and it was denied. And she was like, I'm just letting you know why you're conversation was denied and we're not posting it. Mm-hmm. I'm writing about the question you submitted about your friend's skull. Unfortunately, it is not a legal option to gift your skull to someone after death. It is illegal in the United States due to quote-unquote corpse abuse laws.
Yep, abuse of corpse laws. Yep.
Yep.
And every state is different.
How sick are human beings that there's a law about corpse abuse?
Well, I mean, like, couldn't I just say what I want my skull done? Like, in my will, right. I left my skull to my daughter.
Clareman, you're a slave just like the rest of us.
I bequeath.
You can't do anything on your own. You
I bequeath my left hand to Bob Smith.
Meanwhile, it's perfectly legal to buy body parts. And it's like, well, where do they come from?
Wait, can I buy your friend and then sell you the body parts?
I know.
Like,
slavery.
Where does the end of my fingertips end? You know, like where do I stop having my own decision of my body?
Agreed.
Like, as soon as you move off this plantation and go find the free island out there that we're all allowed to do these things without having to ask permission, and I'm sure that island does exist, but it doesn't have water and or electricity, and it would really suck.
So just a really quick finish.
Yep,
the message, it says, she said, it is illegal in the United States due to the corpse abuse laws to reduce a human head to a skull. There are some very long, drawn-out religious loopholes that you can jump through, but they're rarely approved. Even if the body is donated to science, it is the facility that dictates what happens to the cadaver. We cannot post the question in the group because it is illegal, and it is likely people would get their panties in a bunch and start reporting the post. So,
well, now that might be the option. Figure out which religions out there are their remnants of their friends and or family members are sacrosanct. Probably something like maybe a Native American customs. Figure it out, and then go ahead and make it your own.
Or just start a religion where, like, that's the thing that you do with your dead, and then subscribe to that religion, be the minister of that religion, and then have your friend join that religion.
And then fill out the form
that says, like, yeah, hey, this is part of our religious process and how we deal with the dead.
Well, I mean, in all honesty, like, I want to be buried on my property or cremated or something. Like, I don't want to be put in some weird cemetery with a bunch of people I don't know. Like, you know, I'm not superstitious.
Your local funeral home is not happy with your decision. And they're going to fight. They're going to fight tooth and nail to make sure that there's a law that prevents you from doing just that.
It would maybe
be. I don't want a bunch of chemicals put in my body either, even after I'm dead. Like,
but regarding your friend clamoring, it would be maybe a little weird to have the open casket if there's no head.
Well,
and by the way, I am a complete agreement with this mummification of human bodies, human remains. It is disgusting.
Okay.
And you want to get put in the ground? That's where our drinking water comes from, and it's all that's just leaking into the water.
To me, cremation is the only way to go.
It's the only way to go. Hello, India. I mean, they know what's up. That's what you do when you have that many people. It's like no. You don't put bodies in the ground. That's disgusting. It is, in fact.
Hey, Clamoring, thank you for the call, and keep us updated as you learn more. And I hope that you get your wish. Let us know if you do. 603-283-6160. I just wanted to say the quote of the day from Ian's hearing was, cryptocurrency is not in and of itself illegal. From Georgiana McDonald, the prosecution. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.